Hey folks, Scott from IT Rockstars. Hope you're doing well. In this video, this episode, we're going to be discussing how long content length should be on your website. So you may be trying to rank your IT business or your managed service business for a particular keyword in the search. And one of the questions that's popped up is, how long should I make the content piece? Like if it's a blog post, how long should it be? If it's a service page, how long should it be? And it's actually a really easy answer. So if you go back maybe 4 years ago in SEO land, all the experts would tell you the longer the content, the better. If you could have like at least 2,000 words in your article, you could rank quite easily on the first page. And then we had what was known as skyscraper content. So it's taking all of the search results in that top 10 and then just building upon it to give a really long piece of content. And I've tested this stuff myself. One of the books that I wrote back in during COVID, it's called Video Marketing for MSPs. You can find it on Amazon. I actually released it as blog posts before I actually turned it into a book. And it was like, I published it as one massive blog post. So it's about 20,000 words, this book. And that ranked really well. But the game has changed. And we have machine learning, we've got artificial intelligence, and Google's obviously using this to adapt the search results. And there's also other factors as well. So how users are interacting with the search results. If they're doing a search, performing a search, if they're clicking into a search result, if they're coming back to the search page, if they're scrolling down the article, how they're interacting with the article. There's lots of different factors. So it's like, okay, where do I start with all of this? What's the best, you know, I don't know how long the content should be. Because one of the updates that happened recently is called the helpful content update. And it's like, what it basically states is you try and get to your point as soon as possible, you try and be helpful as soon as possible, answer the question, and Google will reward you. So you've got all these different conflicting views on the content length of your blog post or of your homepage. And to tell you the truth, the way to factor this in or the way to figure this one out is to do a search for the keyword that you're trying to rank in Google. In this example, I've put in IT support Chicago. And all you have to do is look at the competition, look at how many words they've got on their pages, and that will tell you how long your content needs to be. So if you look at the top five, the top 10 ranking websites, and we've got one here, BCT Consulting, and you can click on there and you can see exactly how much content they've got on this page to rank that first page for a highly competitive term. And that gives you a really good idea of kind of what you need to have your website, what sort of standard you need to have it up to. So that's where I always start when it comes to content length. So there is obviously having the mind of, okay, how helpful is the content going to be? But also, again, looking at the search results. If you found this video useful and you want to learn more, check out the website that I've just created. It's called SEOWithScott.com. Within that, there's a key piece of information where I show you how one MSP is getting 84 sales appointments a month. I'm not joking. SEOWithScott.com. You can find it there. Anyway, take it easy. Catch you later.